I'm so glad you made it here. We're going to be waiting for the rest of the gals to join us. But by way of introduction, I'm Judith Gatton. I am a style coach for curvy women, and I'm super excited to be here with you all today. Thank you. Love it on the curls. So here's the amazing thing. I get to hang out with you all every Thursday this month. We're going to be talking about how to be a fucking lady. We're going to be talking about how to like bring in your own personal hot girl summer. And today's class is all about being stylish as fuck. So I'm going to teach you what that means. I'm going to teach you from that chapter in the book. And the beautiful thing is the No BS team, who they're amazing, y'all. Like, we are so lucky to be No BS women because this was created and this thing is epic. If you have not downloaded yours yet, I highly, highly recommend it. Yasmin did a phenomenal job synthesizing everything. So make sure you have this ready. There is a whole course landing page dedicated to us deep diving into the book this month. So you definitely want to go to that page, download the goodies there. There's also some playlists. So that will be amazing. I see more folks trickling in. So it looks like we're directing them in, which is amazing. Hello, hello, everyone. Okay, so here's the overall framework and how we're going to do things. Because we ended up in a meeting style room, we're going to do our best to make sure it's not like a cacophony of craziness in here. So if you want coaching, perfect, Sarah. Thank you for getting members in the room. If you want coaching, we're going to do this a little bit differently today. There's a reaction button at the bottom of the page. You can hit up a heart. You can do a little hand. There's all kinds of little fun things. So yes, make sure you have speaker view on. So I'm on your big screen. Now, the funny things about these reactions is they do float away. So when I am going to be taking people on live, what I want you to do is I'm going to say, okay, now raise your hand or hey, now like whatever the case may be so that I can see you and I don't miss it because reactions tend to go away. See, Sarah is able to raise her hand. Perfect, right? So we want to be able to play with the features to the best of our ability. Yes. First, I love it. Yes. Okay. So Sarah now has her hand raised. You can see kind of how that works. So that's how we're going to do it when it's time to get coaching and come on live. If there is a question that you don't necessarily want to come on live for, you haven't missed anything yet, Donna. We're just sort of doing administrative stuff right now. What's going to happen is if you want a question asked and you don't want me to miss it, I want you to do your best to just like put it in all caps in the chat box so I can find it. So we're going to do our best today. Things got a little funny, but we are No BS women. So we roll with the punches, right? Pivot like a motherfucker, right? Like the queen says. So here we go. So in terms of framework of what I'm going to teach tonight, I'm going to teach you about definition of style. Especially if you missed the first guest appearance I had here, I'm just going to give you a little tasty refresher. And then I'm going to talk about how this directly applies to you starting your own style journey. In all of my teaching this month, you're going to notice I'm going to give you some practical stuff to go do, but also, and of more import, I'm going to give you some mindset, mental thought work to do in conjunction with the style work. So think of it as like confidence mindset training with style ninja stuff. We're going to do both to make sure you're having an actual transformation from the inside out. Because we're not just slapping a cute outfit on you. We're not shoving mantras at you. We want you to be transformed into your version of a fucking lady by the time this month is over. So excited. So at the end, so stay tuned. If you're just coming in, it's okay. We're getting warmed up here. You haven't missed any juiciness yet. At the end, I'm going to give you what I call a glam gal mission so that you leave here with a mission of your own to proceed forward in the week ahead, okay? So I'm going to start teaching a little bit here. And I know folks are trickling in. Don't worry if you've just trickled in, you haven't missed anything juicy. Everything's all right. So in terms of the framework and the definition we're going to be pulling from, style goes in the feeling line. So as No BS women, I know you are taught about the think, feel, do cycle. So style and feeling stylish goes in the feeling line. It's the F line. Here's why it's so important to know this. For a lot of us, we're taught that style is, we check these boxes, here's all the stuff that we do, and then we can feel better about ourselves. So if you buy the white blouse and you buy the right pair of jeans and you're the certain size and your hair's a certain texture and your skin's a certain color and you're a certain age, bing, bong, boom, check the boxes, you can now feel stylish. But for a lot of us, we find that I did all the things. And even when I was younger, I did all the things and I still didn't feel stylish. Way back when I was X size, Y weight, and I still didn't feel a certain way. And it's no mystery to us because we know the think, feel, do cycle. You can't do your way to a feeling. You can't act your way to a feeling. It works the opposite way. We have a thought which creates our feelings, and from that place we take action. So the beautiful thing to know, and the thing I want you to reflect on during our time together, is that if style goes in the feeling line, you are one thought away from feeling stylish. The you that exists right now and the you that you want to be, who's stylish as fuck and doing the damn thing, there's just a thought between the two of you. We don't have to change the size, the weight, the shape of your body, your skin color, your age, your hair texture, etc. None of that has to change. All that needs to change, which you are in complete control over, are your thoughts. You are the magic bringer. You are the style bringer. You are the pizzazz bringer. If stylish as fuck does not work for you, pizzazz might work a little better. You are the one who creates that with your thoughts. You're so lucky to know this. You are way ahead of the curve. You get to bring the style magic. So here's how this works. I want you to think of stylish as like feeling good, right? Like you look in the mirror, you're like, hey, hey you, nice to meet you. Stylish as fuck is like a whole new level of that. I want you to think of it's like the difference between feeling happy and joy, between mad and angry. They're stylish, and then they're stylish as fuck. It's like, yes, boo, yes. When you see yourself in the mirror, that's stylish as fuck. You get this expansive, wide feeling in your chest. You walk taller. Not only do you like do a little pause, you do a twirl, and you're like, oh, hey. And you do some spins. Okay, that's stylish as fuck. Now, to get to that place, it's going to take not just one thought. It's going to be a series of thoughts we practice over time till it becomes such an ingrained belief that we can't help but think these things about ourselves. Now, here's the rub. There's an ebb and flow to this. So sustaining that level of like stylish as fuck, that takes some damn effort, right? And if you're an introvert, you're like, wait a minute. What? This is an internal process. It's an internal one. Now, fashion is what happens in the external world. It's all those fads, those must-have lists, the things that you should do. And then style, that's internal. That's an inside job, my friends. So I want you to think of stylish as fuck as a mood that you create with your thoughts, which become beliefs because they're practiced enough over time. So if there's a day where you're not feeling particularly stylish as fuck, nothing has gone wrong. We just go back to our arsenal of thoughts that help us get to that place. Nothing's gone wrong if you have a moment where you're not like feeling, yes, nothing's gone wrong. We just need to work on and repractice a series of thoughts. So that's a framework we're going to be coming from, and I'm going to refer back to a lot. Now, let's talk practical, because I gave you a lot of mindset. So let's go practical. Where do we even start? Like, okay, cool. I'm all in. You sold me. Now what? And I'm going to send you to the same place and the same journey that I went along when I started my journey. Now, for a lot of you who don't know my story, I went through law school, gained a tremendous amount of weight, had a very important interview, and couldn't zip up my pants and realized it was time to make some changes and do some dang things. For me, I was broke as a joke, number one. My self-esteem was in the toilet. I had not really looked at myself in a really long time. So the place I began was with my undies and my bras, which is what I'm going to invite you all to do this week. That glam gal mission I referred to, I'm going to circle back there, but that's where we're going to head this week. That's the mission I'm going to give you because it's where I started and where I walk my clients on their journey. So why style and undies? Like, you seem a little obsessed with them, Miss J. You talk about them a lot. Like, what is happening? Like, you're a little obsessed with people's underwear drawer. And there's a good reason. Number one, and this is super important, there's a practical reason. There's health concerns when your undies don't fit. I'm going to leave that there. Y'all can, like, kind of surmise what I mean by that. There's also the practical consideration of your clothes literally will fit better when you're not lumpy and bumpy and pinched and pulled and prodded underneath. If you've ever worn a shirt that had a boobie bubble or your chichis were hanging out the bottom of it because you know those cups were too damn small and your back's all lumpy and bumpy and you put a t-shirt on, you have an instant like, ah, damn, you don't look good, you don't feel good. So that's very practical. Like, if we're going to set a foundation for stylish as fuck, we need foundation garments that support that mood. Because when you wear clothing that is too small, too tight, pinches, prods, particularly your undies and your bras, and you're doing the dance, and you're like, all right, my panties have fallen. Like, how do I slide out of this chair and, like, pull them up with nobody noticing? Like, when you're doing those kind of shenanigans, y'all, like, P.S., we all know what you're doing because we do it too. But on top of that, like, it's not comfortable. It's a distraction. It detracts. Like, one of the famous movie scenes, if you think of Pretty Woman, right? Julia Roberts is walking in that gorgeous red gown. And Richard Gere says to her, you look so tall. And then you're not fidgeting when you're not fidgeting, right? There's something to that. So I want to give you all the gift and freedom of undies and bras that fit you so you're not doing the same thing. Practical, right? Let's get practical. And then there's the mindset reason. Because I'm a style coach, I'm not just a stylist. The mindset reason for starting with bras and undies is because really it's nothing, nobody sees it. It's like when you have to fix the plumbing in your house and you're like, damn, no one's going to see this like $5,000 I just spent on my house. But it's necessary. It's needed. It sets the tone for everything else because nobody wants to be walking around in like poo water. Same thing for your clothes. Like, yeah, it's not necessarily the most sexy thing, even though we're talking about bras and panties. No one's going to be able to give you a compliment on them. No one's really going to see them, which means it's the best place to start because it'll really be about you and your relationship with yourself. This really will be a gauge for us about you tweaking your relationship with yourself, building a rapport with yourself again, getting to know yourself again, getting to know this body that's supporting your everyday life, learning about it once again. Now, for some of you on this journey of changing your bras and undies, you're going to decide to go commando and like, hey, Team Commando, I see y'all. I see y'all on Facebook. Y'all find each other and create like a weird little accountability group, like the Commando Sisters or something. I just think that would be like amazing, by the way, just a little tidbit. And then there's some of you who are going to be like, I'm going to just do practical. Totally fine. And then some of you are going to go like full on lingerie. Hello, here I am. Same with bras. Some of you are going to like have t-shirt bras or you're going to be bra-less. More power to you, whatever you decide for you and yourself. If you like it, I love it. But I want you to like your reasons for whatever it is you decide. Some of the questions we never ask ourselves is like, why do I wear a bra at all? Why am I wearing undies? What's my reason? I never think about this. And a lot of it's like stuff we got, you know, handed to us from different places when we were younger. and we've carried those on with us. Here, everything's up for grabs. Everything's up for reevaluation. This is about your relationship with yourself. And we're just happening to use bras and undies as a conduit to your heart and mind to figure out what's going on with you. What are you thinking about yourself? Because if I can get you some buy-in and a little bit of rapport with yourself and cracking open some possibility that I can invest in myself, I can spend even a little bit of money on myself. I can spend time on myself. I can spend time looking in the mirror and loving on myself. If we can crack open possibility for you there, we can apply it everywhere else. So here's your Glam Gal mission. I want you to use the Jankometer, and this is in your workbook, and it's in detail. But at the base of that is janky. Anything that's janky, holes, stains, elastic is shot. The print used to be vibrant and is now kind of, we don't know what print it was anymore. If your hooks on your bras are kind of cockeyed and you're getting stabbed in the back, if the straps are falling, if, you know, and I see y'all with the wire, if it's poking out and stabbing you in the face or the armpit, yeah, it's got to go, friends. I know you're like, but it's my one good bra. We should have more than just one good bra. So the janky's got to go. Next level is like, it's good. And some of that, like some of you might want to live there. Like set it, forget it. I want to roll. Good enough. Just so long as nothing's janky. We don't need a drawer full of period panties. No more of the shenanigans. And then from good, like good enough, I want you to start asking the question, if you're all in the good enough phase, like you've done some level of this work, the question I want you all to ask yourselves is, how can I make this so much better? This is one of the Fab Five questions in the book. It is a powerful question. It implies that there's something already qualitatively good, but we can do better. We can do better in terms of fabric. We can do better in terms of color. We can do better in terms of the fit. Like there are ways for us to up level a little bit. And then at the top, so we've got better. Then there's stylish as fuck. That yes, boo, yes, that feeling, okay? We get to that place with a conjunction of things. We have top-notch quality. We've paid attention to the fit of things. But of more import to get to that place, you've paid attention to yourself. You've paid attention to yourself over time. You've thought thoughts like, I am so cute. I am so stylish. Look at my booty. Look at my booty. My breasts are the perfect size for me. I know that's a hard one for a lot of my ladies. Whether you're itty bitty titty committee, you got big old tatas, whatever you want to say, or you're in the in-between, or you've breastfed, or any number of things that happened to you. Maybe for some of you've had a mastectomy and the breasts are not even there in their original form anymore. I have the right exact breasts for me. There's nothing wrong with the size, shape, or lift of my booty or my hips or my thighs or fill in the blank. Getting to stylish as fuck is this cultivation of like an arsenal of thoughts that we've come to believe over time. And from that place, we took action in buying the undies and buying the bras, investing in some lingerie or some loungewear, and starting that style journey. And here's the beautiful thing with the Jankometer, you can apply it to any area of your life. You can take that with your bras and undies and go what I call meta. You can look around you and say to yourself, I will no longer tolerate any janky ass fill in the blank in my life. Undies, friendships, negative self-talk, janky ass eating habits, janky ass forced exercise regimens that make me feel terrible. Out with the janky. I will no longer tolerate janky ass shit in my life. And you apply that everywhere, boo-boo. And what's good? You ask that question. How can I make this so much better? And if things are pretty better, how do we mine that for thoughts that we can cultivate and practice over time so we can get to stylish as fuck? So it's a mood on the regular. That's what I have for you. I see all the questions. There's about 83, so I will do my best to go back through. Raise your hands if you want some coaching. Okay. And then I'm going to do my best to bring you on. Go ahead and unmute, Michelle. And let me see if I can also add you to my spotlight. Yes. Hey, fellow coach. How you doing?
Hello, beautiful. I love you so much. I'm so happy this is you this month. Okay. So I bought your book. I told you when I bought your book. And I got stopped. I'm not going to lie. I got stopped. Okay. I can't believe I'm going to say this in public. But, okay. So I got rid of my nursing bras last year, and my youngest is now 10. And I can barely look at my breasts at all. And I got it going on with like every other part of my body, but they failed me during breastfeeding. They did not work. I have scars on my nipples from breastfeeding, and bras don't fit. I've been like, everybody's like, go to Nordstrom and get bras at Nordstrom. I've done that. Those also didn't fit. I've done the things. I've lost a ton of weight. My body is like literally a different shape than it has in my head. And I can't believe I just said that in public.
Okay. Well, welcome. You are not alone, because I'm sure all your sisters in here can like raise their hand, especially if they've had any breastfeeding drama, which creates sort of an adversarial relationship with your breasts that will continue on. So tell me how you feel when you think the thought, my breasts failed me.
Terrible. Like, it just, there's like, I kid you not, like there's just so much trauma back there from not being able to feed the kids and trying so damn hard.
Yeah.
And it feels awful.
Yeah. And that struggle is real, but let's even play this out. So, you know, there was breastfeeding, and then you've lost some weight. So I'm assuming your breast size has changed over time.
I think so.
Okay. And we have actual scars on our breasts. Okay, those are the facts of it. And then you have the thought, my breasts failed me, and you feel terrible.
Right.
So tell me how your shopping experiences have been from that place.
I buy all of my bras online through Amazon.
Fun times, right? And that works, right? That's like the good we talked about. Like,
it's good enough, right? And I get racer back bras that don't fall off like my really slopey shoulders. Like, good constructed lingerie bras are just never been a thing in my life.
Yeah. And so there's a few things that practically I want to tell you, but in terms of mindset, the work you have ahead, my dear friend, and I say this with all the love in the world, is that thought, my breasts failed me. That's where we got to do some thought work. There's some things there. Maybe we don't want to do it on a public call, but
that's right. When I was giving birth, they came in and emptied the trash in my room. So everybody's seen everything.
You were like, hello, janitorial service. Here's all my business.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, really, truly, like when you think that thought, it causes you to feel terrible. But it also with it has a story, right? There's a story with that. Yeah. And you can probably recall every moment where you're frustrated trying to get your kid to latch or try to get it to work.
And I remember how much it hurt.
Yeah.
Like, actually, now that I say that and I look at that thought that my breasts failed me and that they're horrible, like, because that's the other. That's the other, like, there's just no, like, and until you said that, I didn't know that I could change my relationship with them.
Yeah.
I do a lot of coaching, don't I?
Well, and here's the beautiful thing is it could just start with, like, we don't even have to, like, love them necessarily yet, but we can give up the war with them that you've probably been waging for, I think you said
13 years.
13 years. Like, we could just declare the war over, call a truce for now.
Mm-hmm.
And like, these are my breasts.
Right.
We should start there. These are my breasts.
That I just have them.
I just have them. And then your brain naturally, of course, can be like, those motherfuckers, let me tell you how they failed me.
Right?
Like, yeah, that happened. And I recognize it was painful physically and emotionally. Like, we can chat with our brain and like validate it, love on it. But we don't have to continue the war about our breasts and agree with it.
Right. No, that's true. And then maybe I would find a solution to, like, I'm trying to decide if I should feel guilty that I wear razorback bras and that you can see them on my Zoom calls.
No.
Do you care?
It's up to you, right? Like, feeling guilty about it is something that works for you, but usually guilt is not a great motivator for action. So right. here's what I want you to do in terms of thought work. If we declared a truce, just a truce with the boobs, how might you take a different set of actions from a place of like truce and neutrality? And then from that place, you get to decide whether you want to do racerback, whether you want to be braless, you want to be part of the nipple club. You totally up to you.
Right. Okay. But I think you're right. I think I do. I like didn't even realize how contentious that relationship was. So.
Well, and I, for a lot of women who've had breastfeeding issues, it becomes adversarial. So I've seen that journey with some of my clients before. Mm-hmm. So I feel you 100%, but we can,
so I'm like not over. Like, it feels really broken. Like, I'm this good feminist, right? Women's college, like blah, 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 all the things. And I can't resolve this, but I guess I don't need to resolve it today. Maybe I just need to declare a truce, which is, I guess, a way of resolving it.
Yeah. Well, we should start there. We should call it PAX, my friend.
Right?
Call it PAX.
I can do that. Mm-hmm. I can totally self-coach on that. All right. Thank you. You're beautiful. Take care.
Thank you. Oh, and there goes my doggy. I apologize. But thank you. All right. I'm going to remove the spotlight. And then, thank you so much. All right, I see some questions. I'm pulling questions and can send directly. Okay, so let me see if there was another question. Okay, Lori, I am basically at my goal weight and feel great. I'm 47 and love how I look. I'm very comfortable with my body. I struggle with how to dress, though. If I had to describe my style and how I prefer to dress, it would be sexy. I'm not young, and I don't want to look like I'm dressing too young or trying too hard, but I'm for sure not ready to dress like an older woman. Do you have any suggestions for me? Oh my gosh, yes. Love this. I love talking about sexy. Here's what I want y'all to do. Write it down. We're going to do some questions, so get ready. Sexy goes in your F line. Sexy goes in your F line. It is a feeling, y'all. Which it means it's independent of your age. So you get to decide how sexy feels in your body because it's a feeling you get to generate. What does sexy feel like to you? And for every woman, the answer is going to be different. For some of you, sexy is going to be like loud and the chichis are going to be out because that's what you're going to do from your feeling of sexy. For some of us who practice like modesty because of religious reasons, like myself, sexy might be just like an internal sensation and you feel taller and you feel glidey and you're like, hey, it's like a little acknowledgement between you and you. Sexy could mean like you're actually feeling yourself more. There's embodiment practices you can do. Like, sexy is a feeling. So it's created with your thoughts. So I want all of you to define for yourself, what does sexy mean to me? What does sexy feel like in my body when I think about being sexy? And when I feel sexy, what will I do? Now, for some of you, dressing is going to be a part of it. For some of you, the kind of music you listen to, it's a little agreement that you have with yourself. No one's got to know what your version of sexy is. That's the beauty of it. Just like nobody really has to know what your version of style is unless you want to share it. So play with the idea of like, what does sexy mean to me? And when I drop into sexy, what does that feel like? Okay.
Ah, such a good question.
Okay. Joni, you are up. You are up, boo. All right. I'm going to ask to unmute you. And I'm going to add you to the spotlight.
Oh, I should have had better lighting.
I can see you just fine. What's up? How you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. Feeling very stylish tonight. I'm also hoping to feel very stylish this weekend because my husband and I are doing a boudoir shoot. He is a photographer. I'm learning to be a photographer. And so do you have any tips on getting rid of the janky super, super fast to move into the super sexy by, like, you know, tomorrow?
By tomorrow. Okay. So.
My God, what is it today?
I think we have someone who might need to be muted. If you could handle that, team, awesome. Okay. So, Joni, what do we have on hand? What are we working with? I won't touch the button. You go ahead. Can we unmute you?
Yes.
There we go. Okay. So what do we have on hand that we're working with?
Not much that fits because we've had some weight fluctuations recently.
Can we be naked?
No.
Okay.
No, because these are going to be submitted for contests and stuff. So we're not going to go all, we're not going there. Okay. We might do like a sheet type thing.
Well, but that's what, like, yeah, we know you're naked, but nobody else has to see your like hoo-ha or anything if you don't want to share it. But
I'd like to keep that a little bit private.
Yeah. So if we have very little on hand in terms of what fits, then maybe our next best option is to consider doing some thought work. And then also like strategically placing your sheet and posing yourself in different ways that honors your body, honors your desire to keep some parts covered. But then you can go all in on your boudoir shoot without necessarily having to run out tonight and buy a bunch of stuff. I don't know what time zone you're in, so I don't know how possible it is. That's one option. What are your thoughts about that?
My thoughts are I'm hitting up the Lane Bryant first thing in the morning, the one with the bra shop at it.
Okay.
So we're hitting that up first thing in the morning.
Okay. So what are your thoughts about buying undies tomorrow? How are you feeling about that?
I'm feeling excited.
Okay.
Oh, finally.
Okay. So if you're feeling excited, what do you want to think when you're trying on stuff? We want to keep you in that level of excitement.
Yes. I want to feel like there's not going to be lumps and bumps that I don't.
What if there are lumps and bumps?
Then there are going to be lumps and bumps and I'm just going to have to live with it and learn to embrace it.
Why do you want to do the boudoir shoot?
Because I want to get hubby doing a boudoir shoot. We're both photographers, so I'm wanting to get him in the boa, and he's got a bunch of scars from surgeries. So kind of to balance it out and get him doing it.
Okay. So the purpose, not necessarily for you to do the boudoir shoot, but to encourage the hubby to do it.
Right.
Okay. Do you like that reason? Also,
I do. I'm actually good with that reason. I'm also, except I've, after reading the first third of your book and watching this and the call that you did a while back, I'm embracing this. I'm like getting excited about it.
Okay, beautiful. So what I want for you to work on in terms of style work is find your sexy. I think that's a great mindset thing to do overnight. Find your sexy. In terms of shopping, since you're doing it a bit on the fly, what if we drop the expectation of no lumps and bumps? We just, okay, this is as it is. And we go in with the goal of finding one piece that we love. We take the pressure off.
That feels much more doable.
Yeah, I just felt your body go, ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, I just felt me exhale.
Yeah, I saw it. Our mission is to find one piece. That's it. It can even be cotton briefs. Hail the granny panty. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Just one piece. And keeping in mind the whole time, and even during the shoot, your why. So you're sexy, however you define it. and the altruistic why that you have to honor your husband and his scars and his journey.
Yes.
We just keep that in mind, center focus. So whatever your body happens to do or not do, doesn't even matter in the big scheme because you know why you've committed to this.
Got all kinds of ideas floating now.
Okay. I see you thinking. I'm like, is this good? Are you good?
Yes, we are fabulous. We are definitely fabulous. Also, reading the comments are flashing by too.
All right. So I'm gonna put you back up and get the next gal. But I want to see if you're comfortable sharing. I think everyone on here would just love to see what you come up with
and how. Absolutely.
So keep us posted.
Definitely.
Excellent. All right, my friend. All right,
thank you.
You're welcome. All right, let me see. I think there might have been another question. So I'm going to go through the chat box and just see if another question got posted. Question. Okay, no, I think I got the question from a member. Okay, so, oh, here. Okay, for those of you who've never felt sexy and you don't know where to start, here's what I would say. Find the one song. I know this is going to be a little counterintuitive. Songs have a great way of creating a thought cascade that other things tend not to, because we're used to setting the tone or the mood for things with music. Like, it's just sort of natural, normal, modern human thing. So likely there is a song, at least one, that you can think of that puts you in that sexy mood. And that might be the best way to help foster a thought cascade so you can find your sexy. It might be, I have some playlist suggestions. There's one that has no cursing. There's one that has cursing and is a lot more booty music. So you can play around in there. You could think of like 90s, like Jodeci. If you're a 90s baby, you know what Jodeci is about. So like, think of it that way and see if you can't set off the thought cascade to help you find the sensation, so that you can find your sexy. So play with it that way. That might be a fun way to try it out to get you started. Okay, Lori, I'm going to bring you on. I'm going to ask. Okay, I'm going to stop pushing. Go ahead and unmute yourself. Okay, perfect.
Okay, hi.
Hi.
I have two questions, actually, two-part. One, I have a hard time finding bras because my width around my chest is bigger than my cup size. And my cup size will never come in the size to go around me. So I buy in bras that'll go around me, but the cups are too big.
Okay. So talk to me about that. And this is just for everyone. I'm going to kind of highlight my own chest. So there's two measurements for a bra. You can see my shirt's tucked in. There's the circumference around your nipples.
Okay.
Help your cup size. And then there's your band size, which goes underneath.
Okay.
It should lay flush. So talk to me about, have you done those two measurements? Do we know what those are?
Well, I've measured my chest, but I haven't measured, and then my waist, but I haven't measured like under my breasts.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the measurement we actually need for bra sizing. So for all of you, if you go to a bra online store and it has a bra size calculator, those are the two measurements we're going to be looking for. And again, I'm going to show you again one more time. My nipples sit here. So the circumference around my nipples while wearing my best bra, my favorite bra, and then it's going to be the circumference laying flush against my skin where the band sits underneath. Awesome. Right here. Okay. So those are the two measurements we're looking for now. And this is going to be subject to change for everyone. But what I want to offer you is, like, if it's a 1-inch difference, you're like an A cup, give or take. If it's a 2-inch difference between the two measurements, a B, 3 inches, C, 4 inches, D. This will change, however, if you have flatter breasts, more musculature, or your breasts sit apart or they lantern down. There's going to be a little bit of fitting difference in fitting. But the best place to go to do the bra size calculator is going to be herroom.com. And just Google their bra size calculator and put those measurements in, and that should help you out tremendously.
Okay. I mean, I always said that my bra size was like two peanut shells and a rubber band, because that's the only thing that would probably fit me. My next question is, I have a hard time with pant sizing because my hips are smaller than my waist. So if I buy from my waist, they bag in the hips. If I buy from my hips, they're too tight around my waist.
Okay. This is a super common fitting problem. You are not alone in this. So first of all, just in a practical place, you want to accommodate the largest circumference, and then you might have to tailor to take in the rest of it. So okay. We accommodate your waist. We take it in at the hips and through the leg.
Okay.
So that's one way to solve the problem. Number two is if you go to Eloqui, Eloqui.com.
Eloqui. What was that again?
Here, I'm going to type it into the chat box, and then also have, if no BX coaches could help type it in, Eloqui.com.
Got it.
Okay. The beautiful thing about that website is they have a pant called the Katie pant, and it comes in three different fits. There's a regular, a Geneva, and I believe violet, but I could be wrong. But anyway, the Katie pant comes in three different fitting styles. One where the waist is large and the hips are slim, because a lot of women carry their weight exactly like you do, Lori. It's Viola fit. Thank you, Yasmin. And then for some women, they carry more weight in their booty and their hips. So that's the Viola fit is that one. Geneva is a fit for ladies who carry most of their weight in their front. And then the regular fit is, you know, just sort of the waist to hip ratio is a little different. So right. I would check that out, because I think you're probably have better luck finding pants that accommodate your ratio and circumference the way it is.
Right. But right. At least until I lose more weight. I mean, I'm pretty much straight. Like, I have no hips. I have no waist. I'm just like straight. So once I'm at my normal weight, but for right now, my waist is bigger than my hips.
And you are not alone in that. I promise you.
One last question. When do you consider clothes too tight? I know I've seen some of your podcasts and listened to you where you say that don't be afraid to show your belly. Everybody has a belly, you know. But when do you consider clothes showing too much belly? You know,
Well, I never say too much belly, but I want to be able to give you some place to kind of work from. There's a difference between physical discomfort and emotional discomfort. Okay, so I'll give you the difference. Physical discomfort, where something is too tight, is like it's pulling in the armpit and you have to rub your poor armpit when you take the shirt off.
Right.
You unlatch your pants and it's like, oh my God, sweet relief. And you're rubbing your belly. Okay, anything that's physically uncomfortable, you're being pinched or squished or prodded by some object of clothing that's too small.
Okay.
Then there's emotional discomfort.
Yeah.
Which is, there's the imprint of my belly against fabric, and now my brain is saying everyone can see my stomach.
That's it.
Right? So that, maybe your clothes aren't too small, but you're having some emotional discomfort, which is a thought work thing. We work through thought work. And then maybe we decide we want to change the clothes. Totally fine. But just notice when your brain is like, you can see my breasts. You can see my belly. Unless we can actually see those things, it's just your imprint of a body part against fabric that I'm having some thoughts about.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'll just work on my thought issues on that aspect.
But here's the thing. Like, now you have sort of a radar. So whenever your brain is like, it doesn't fit, it's like, well, wait a minute. Physical or emotional? Where am I landing?
I think mine's more emotional than anything. I'm afraid that I can see the bra imprint, the panty imprint, and, you know, any kind of imprint in all the bubbles.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, hi, hello, like human body. And I get to decide if I want to wear bigger clothes, but checking in with your reasons for doing so, which is where the thought work component comes in.
Right. Right. I mean, I've lost 12 pounds and 9 inches, and I'm at the point where I want to start showing off that progress, but I'm still caught in between where I don't want everybody to see where the bra imprints and everything else. So, okay. Thought process,
my friend. And here's the beautiful thing is, I think a lot of us are socialized to like hide imprint of underwear, hint of belly, because all the things we make that mean.
Right. And
that's part of like that BS fashion rules. Mm-hmm. You get to decide whether you want to continue to participate in it, which parts you want to keep, which parts you want to throw away.
Right. You're right. Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. There's a sign I have to work on.
Okay. You got Thank this, you. Mama.
See Thank you, later. You very much.
You're yeah. welcome. All right. Let me see if there's any other questions that popped up that I can find. Yes, there is a site like Eloquii for non-plus size. I would try Black House White Market. I think they're the most similar in styles in terms of the cutie tops, the different yeah. fabrications. I would try that to find something comparable in some smaller sizing. And Black House White Market does also carry some larger sizes. Okay. And then undie advice for good weight loss that leaves my stomach skin pooched and hanging. What can I use that is everyday and comfortable and will suck that extra skin in and hold it up in place? Okay. So some of my favorite undies right now that have a little bit of built-in like control. Vanity Fair has a secret tummy control pouch. It's a panel right in the middle of the undies. And you can get them in like light control, firm control. So that's like a little built-in secret that would work. Wacol high waist briefs, I find are going all the way up and over and are very, very, very comfy. I'm a size 20, 22 right now. So those are fitting me just fine. And I'm able to pull them all up. When you have a little bit of excess skin or creping skin, or if let's say you've gone through weight loss surgery and you're losing the apron, that front fat where your fat used to sit, and you're having some folding, you want to make sure you're not afraid to have your undies go all the way up, my friends, because what you don't want is to create any kind of moisture, which can get a yeast infection or any other kind of rash or infection, which is super uncomfortable. There ain't no shame in your panties rising sky high. Think of Betty Grable rocking some cutie granny panties. Her panties went all the way up and there was no shame in her game. So if you need like a role model for this, think Betty Grable. She was getting it and her panties went all the way up. So just use that for a model if you have any thoughts about your panties rising high, which I know sometimes happens to a lot of ladies because we're told that our panties all have to be bikini style. They don't. Okay. I'm going to pull you on. Let me see. Hi, the other Lori.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. So I have a little bit, I guess, a different question. And I want to just preface this by saying I grew up in a poor family. I'm very frugal because of that. I have buyer's guilt before I ever buy anything for myself. And I know that that's a problem. If I had to define what my style is, I would say if Stevie Nicks and a punk rock roller derby girl had a baby.
Oh, that's, hell yes. I want to go to there. That's amazing. Right? Yes.
So that's kind of like the style that I would gravitate towards if I were to purchase myself clothing that honored my style. However, I work at a very conservative state agency. So I have, you know, my button-up blouses, my very conservative dresses, like all of my tattoos are covered. So nobody, no, I don't even think that anyone I work with knows that I have tattoos. And if I'm not in my work clothes, then I'm in essentially yoga pants, like, you know, my yoga pants and, you know, a Razorback t-shirt. Like I don't have the best arms. I hate my arms, but I will show them out all weekend long because then everybody can see my back and my arms and all my tattoos. So I wear lots of strapless things on the weekends, but I feel like my dresser and my closet are full of the clothes that I have to wear and not necessarily the clothes that I want to wear. And I don't feel like they honor my style because either it's a very conservative kind of dress or it's not janky, but kind of close to it, just a yoga pant and a t-shirt. And I don't know how to get past the point where I can, like, when I try to shop, I don't like it. I don't know if it's part of the guilt part of that's in me or what it is, but I hate shopping for clothing for myself. It's a very uncomfortable experience for me. Aside from like having to like try things on and getting sweaty and stuff like that. Okay. So I feel like I'm a little bit stuck and stagnant.
Okay. Well, when you, there's two thought work things that we need to sort of address. There is the guilt about buying new clothes, which I'm sure is like a record that's been playing for a long time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's the other component of like, I have to be conservatively dressed. But I think, and just based on how your emotional reaction, I think the guilt one is the bigger issue.
Probably.
Yeah. So what do you have to feel guilty about?
Why am I getting emotional? I've like just never put myself first. And if I, sorry.
No, you're fine.
Even when I was young, if I had money, I would use it to buy something for my siblings, instead of myself. Sorry.
No, you are totally fine.
I don't necessarily feel comfortable in spending money on myself, even though I'm the person that earns it. I know it's all counterintuitive, but
no, it's not. This makes perfect sense. I'm the second of seven, and I used to be homeless for a while in my youth. So I totally understand where you're coming from. But also, what do you imagine will happen if you spent the money on yourself?
I guess that's another part of it is that I think like when I go out and I find something that I'm like, oh, that's really cool. Like I want a new pair of Doc Martens so bad. I haven't worn them in years because you know, I mean, like my first pair of Doc Martens, I had to order from overseas because they didn't sell them in the States yet. And I want a pair so bad, but then I tell myself, well, you get them, but then you're never going to wear them because you can't wear them to work. And when you're at home, you just wear the same old sneakers and your yoga pants.
Stick with me though, because notice what your brain does, right? Even if you're like, I'm going to get them. And you're like, if you overcome the moment of guilt, your brain's like, never going to wear them. Right, which is like really variation on a theme of like, you're going to waste the money.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Okay, so just be on to your brain that like it slightly changes the story, but it's really the same story.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So, my friend, what's the worst thing that could happen? We don't wear them. So what?
Yeah.
The worst thing that can happen is you beat yourself up about it. Which, guess what? You have complete control over.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm not suggesting like, go buy them Doc Martens. Although I would love for you to, and I want to see you rock them when you're ready. Mm-hmm. But for now, I want you to write out, I want you to put Doc Martens at the top of a page, and I want you to write the whole story you have about them.
Oh gosh. Okay.
Like why you're not allowed to have them, why you are allowed to have them, what you'll do with them when you get them, what you did with them when you bought them in the past from overseas. I want the whole Doc Martens story. This is for all of you. You have an item that you've been withholding from yourself. I want you to write the whole story about it. And I want you to carefully go through and underline anything that's an actual fact. Mm-hmm. And then I want you to circle or highlight in a particular color everything that's just story. And I bet you there's going to be very little fact and a whole lot of story.
Yeah.
Once you differentiate that and you start to clean that up, you can go through the story and you can start to reframe it and tweak it. Where in the second version, you're the woman with agency who makes the money, who has the job, who has the car, the keys, the bank,
got you.
You have so much authority here.
Yeah.
No, I know. We have to gently remind your brain of that, and it's just going to start by writing out the story and reframing it line by line by line by line. Okay. All right. That's your glam gal mission, my friend. Okay. Thank you. You got this. All right.
By the way, Judith, I love you.
Oh, big squishy hugs to you, my friend. All right, y'all. We are up for our first call. I apologize to everyone for not going into the correct room. I'm sure by the next time we will definitely have that sorted out. And I will figure out a way to make sure the chat got saved and everything's good to go. I'll make sure that gets sent to the proper people. So much love to you all. And I will see you in the Facebook group. I want to hear about your panty tossing, bra busting shenanigans. I want to see it all. I want to see the piles. So go to the Facebook group so we can take part together as a community. Joni, we want to see your boudoir shoot. We want to see what you come up with, girl. Lori, if you buy pants, we want to see them. The other Lori, if you buy your Doc Martens, we want to see them. Let's get in community. Let's love on each other. Let's share some stories. Mwah. Big love to you all.